Welcome to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. A timeshare for many of us is a vacation spot, a break from the routine, a place to go for a change of scene or a time out from the to-do list. Afterward, we return feeling refreshed, energized, rested. The timeshare you just tuned into can be seen as that kind of time out from your schedule, a place to take a break and a breath. Then you can go back to your day renewed. Every Thursday from noon until 1, we discuss and explore the subject of metaphysics. Metaphysics is a field of philosophy addressing the nature and spirit of being, existence, time, space, and causality. It bridges the gap between science and faith. My guest today is Zanya Gissler, owner and operator of Zanya Spa Salon here in Lambertville. Hold on, everybody. We're having a little fun in cyberspace. There we go. My guest today is Zanya Gissler, owner and operator of Zanya Spa Salon here in Lambertville. Zanya has an attentive and holistic approach to personal care, focusing on her clients' individual wellness while using products that harmonize with the environment. We have a lot to talk about today, but I want to begin on a slightly personal note that can set the tone for the conversation. I'm participating in Deepak Chopra's 21-day meditation challenge, Manifesting True Success. Part of what Chopra said on day 2 was, a successful life extends to the highest spiritual dimension and also must be practical in the here and now. If you can increase the love in the world, and if you identify with love as your deepest personal value, then you have grasped what true success is. He goes on to say, nothing is more important than love because it includes having a passion for what you do every day, feeling bonded emotionally with everyone who shares your passion and is helping you to succeed, finding the seed of bliss within and following it intuitively, loving the planet enough that you will help to conserve it and do nothing to spoil it. Chopra tells us, taken together, these strands of love form the emotional core that inspires people to do great things. On a daily basis, love reminds us that we are interconnected. David Frost said, don't aim for success if you want it. Just do what you love and believe it, and it will come naturally. It can be scary to do what you love unless your state of awareness has expanded. Only then can you see how much potential you have within once you follow the flow of your own intuition and love. That from Deepak Chopra's Meditations on Manifesting True Success. And that's where I'd like to start our conversation today, State of Awareness. Zanya Gissler, you must really love your work. Welcome to Timeshare.
Thank you, Marie. It's great to be here. I have to tell you that I started to get choked up when you were reading that. I mean, it touched a spot in me that was so real. And thank you for that.
I think that's why I'm so excited about having you here today, because a lot of times when people talk about metaphysics, time, space, being, we don't really apply it to things like business and day-to-day work. And what you're doing is you are bringing that grand sense of awareness and love through your work in your salon. I'd really like to start there. You came from a pretty high-pressure, warp-speed atmosphere in New York. And you traded it in for this no-frenzy, beautiful environment that you've created here. What was happening in your state of awareness that compelled you to make such a change?
Well, a bunch of things came together at one time. My first career was fashion design, and I left that career to do hairstyling because I discovered when I was young, early on, that I had a need to touch people in a positive way make a difference in their lives. And being a fashion designer, you don't really get to do that. So when I went into the beauty industry and started doing hair, since I had been working with fabric as a kid and always cutting things, when I picked up scissors, it was just instantly magic for me. But then the other bonus for me was touching people and making a difference in their lives and discovering that within my job, I was actually a day maker. I could make people's days. And that was originally why I got into the business. But then being young and also a fashion person, I was very much attracted to the magazine industry and the runway and the models and working with fashion designers. And that's why I went to New York, was to get into that world. And I became very successful in that. I mean, I reached my goals. I did runway. I was the head hairdresser for Michael Kors for 10 years. I worked with major designers. I worked at Bergdorf Goodman. I was in that circle, that world. I traveled the world doing hair for magazines and catalogs as well, and I really loved it. But then after living in New York for, I guess, 13 years, I started discovering that every time I had a day off, I was going out to the country. And, you know, living in Manhattan was less and less appealing. I grew up in the country. I'm a country girl at heart. And I think one of the finest compliments that Michael Kors ever paid me was, you know, you've been here for so many years and you're still the same country girl, Zanya.
Because oh, isn't that nice?
I think New York can change people. But I discovered that, you know, as I was coming out to the country, that's what's fed my soul. That's what made me feel whole, was being out in nature. And for me, it was going to church, coming out into nature. And every time I went back to the city to work, I just wanted to come to the country. So I think through a series of events, I ended up moving out here and was still doing freelance work, traveling the world, doing hair and makeup that way, and needed to fulfill, you know, that desire to be a day maker for regular people, not just working on fashion models, and ended up getting a job working out here in a little salon in New Hope. And then discovered that was really what was missing in my life, was, you know, making, really touching people and making a difference in their lives every day. And that I was ready to, I had done my thing and reached the pinnacle of success that I was happy with in that other aspect of my career, and really wanted to get back to what I really got into the business in the first place for.
It sounds like it was a real transformation for you. And in my conversations with you, I can hear in your choice of language, you use day maker. I love that phrase. You want to make the day of the people who are with you. So you've worked pretty hard on how to make this happen. What is it supposed to look like? What does it feel like? One of the things that I hear in your voice is you have this reverence for the guests who come to your salon. We can hear that. Beginning with the term guest, why the distinction between guest and client?
Because I feel as though people that come to us are like a guest in our home, and that's how we try to encourage everyone that works there to treat the people that come to us and buy our services, is to treat them as if they were a guest in your home. And that's really, I think, the core for me, is just the love of people that's shared by the people that work for me. And if you think of someone as a guest as opposed to a client, you're going to treat them differently.
A client is someone who you do something for and they pay you.
Right. It's just an exchange of money. And
as
service.
A guest, it has this hospitality tone, overtone to it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to look at it. And you've taken time to make that distinction, and it shows in your salon. Money is not the primary measurement of your success. We've had this conversation a little bit. And you call your business a circle, which is comprised of your staff and your guests, and that circle is your measurement of success. Right. Can you tell us a little bit more about the circle?
Well, I think that's why when you were reading from Deepak Chopra, it really resonated with me, because I truly do believe in the 7 spiritual laws of success.
Oh, that is my text, boy. I work from that all the time.
You know, it's just, I had been doing that for many years, not even realizing what I was doing. And then the book came out and I read it, and it was like an affirmation. Like, okay, this is the right thing to be doing, because, you know, I feel as though the reason we're successful is because it's a circle of love. So it starts out with your love for what you've chosen to do with your life and your life's work. So then when you do it, people notice and they want to come to you for that. So in what we do, it's also a loving thing, because so many of the things that we do in our form of business is a loving, nurturing experience with the guest. So whether it be doing someone's hair, doing someone's makeup, touching someone physically, and you have to have love in your hands and in your heart for that person in order to really do a great job. And whether it's the massage therapist, that person is feeling someone's body to find out where they're holding a lot of their stress, a lot of their sadness, a lot of inside their body, and being able to channel that And it takes love of humanity, love of people, to really feel that on someone else. It's a gift.
It is a gift, isn't it?
Yeah, to be able to reach in and then heal them through your touch. And then love of our fellow employees, you know? I mean, it's just a really positive circle that just goes around. It's just, you know, and then you get love back from your guests, and then it just keeps through appreciation, through seeing their smile. And then we really try to bring people into our business that have a genuine desire and a genuine love for people and a genuine desire to serve. I had heard, and I do believe it's true, that those who touch people physically or in service of others in their choice of work are the happiest people.
Oh, nice.
Because
nice.
It does feed your soul, you know. And I think that we've been very fortunate in that we've attracted, you know, like attracts like. We've attracted a lot of wonderful practitioners to be part of the Zhanya Spa Salon experience, and that in their heart, that's truly what their, you know, their life work is about, and they bring like so much passion to it.
And that's the law of attraction at work.
Yeah, yeah. Because people have said, I mean, I've really been touched and taken aback. Like wherever I go, people or even client guests will stop by me and say how wonderful every single person that works for me is and how nice they are and or how wonderful my business is. And I'm like, well, listen, I'm just one person. I'm not responsible for how wonderful this business is. Yeah. My staff is responsible.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I don't touch every person that's in there. I don't see every person that's in there.
Right. But it's very symbiotic because that tone starts at the top.
Yeah. It really, and we do. We also, we're very, very well aware that in our industry, a lot of times people that do what we do don't get a lunch break. They eat in between guests. And we make sure that our staff members, you know, have a lunch break every day. So because we know that you can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself. So everyone that works there, too, is nurtured through our, you know, a lot of our policies and stuff like that.
That tone starts at the top, son. It sounds really great. It sounds good. What are the challenges you think your industry faces today?
I think it's interesting. There's a lot of, I think the medical profession, frankly, is, you know, really been infringing upon our industry for a while.
Tell me how.
I think that finally hospitals are realizing how important massage is to wellness, to healing, and facials and skincare when it comes to choosing sunscreens or skincare or, you know, taking care of your skin. I think, you know, they're opening up spas in hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so that's been challenging for us because, you know, they kind of came into our, you know, saw the attraction because really, you know, in hospitals and the medical, I think it's changing, but for a long time, there's been a disconnect between the mental, the physical, and the well-being
The mind-body
link. Right?
The mind-body link wasn't respected the way it needs to be respected. Do you think this is a generational thing? Do you think that because more younger people are coming into the medical profession, it's not just the old school anymore? Do you think that might have some influence on it?
No, I really think that it's the baby boomers that influenced it. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I think we were the first generation that really explored meditation, really explored, you know, the hippies. I mean, they explored meditation, being a vegetarian, more respect for the planet. Right. I mean, they started that whole thing. And let's face it, we are the generation that's aging. True. So we are going to be the generation that's in the hospitals more. So I think that the hospitals are trying to appeal to that generation. You know, and I think that, you know, we are very proud that we offer oncology massage in our spa. And I think that for us, it was a choice in that those people that are going through that process need the most nurturing. And we're really excited because we feel as though people that are getting treatment for cancer, probably the last place they're going to go for a massage is back to the hospital. So, you know, we've gotten something from the medical profession, too, in that we've, you know, discovered that we can help people as well through what we do.
Do you make a distinction in the services that you offer between men and women?
Not really. No. I think that everything we offer is good for both.
Talk to
me. I think clients make a distinction. It's,
oh, okay.
It's really kind of funny because, particularly in the massage realm, a lot of men are afraid to get massaged by a man.
Men are afraid to get massaged by a man. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you know, they need a man to massage them because a lot of times they need someone really strong. And if you look at all the sports teams, they have male masseuses.
Right.
But it's very interesting. Coming into a spa environment, we have to really sell our male masseuses to the male clients because they get a little nervous about having a man touch them, which is that's probably the only distinction.
That's really interesting. I want to revisit something that you said a little while ago when you said you had moved from New York to this area. And one of the things that you really looked forward to when you were in New York, whenever you had some time off, the first thing you wanted to do was get back to nature, that you wanted to be back outside again and touch the earth instead of just the hustle bustle of New York City and skyscrapers. I heard a wonderful phrase not too long ago that I wanted you to talk about a little bit. You touched on being outside and going to church, that it was an important part of your life.
Yeah.
And I heard a wonderful phrase not too long ago, and I wanted to explore this with you a little bit. And the phrase is big church, little church. That we're all part of this grand divine design, this grand church. It doesn't have to be a Christian church. It could be a mosque. It could be a temple. But we're all part of this grand church design of the divinity of who we are. And when we hold on to that and we live this big church in our little church, this is how we stay connected to the divinity of who we are. And it sounds like you're salon is that place for you. It's a place for your staff. The first thing that people feel when they go in there is stress reduction, and everything in your salon is aimed at stress reduction. The stress comes down, the cortisol level comes down, your vulnerability comes down. It's great. Can you give me your thoughts about all of that?
I think that's amazing, and when you talk about church, I mean, for me, I grew up in the country. I grew up riding my horse with my dogs through the woods and just have an absolute reverence for nature. And I feel as though that's God's world. And that's really going to church, because man's world and man, a building, I'm not sure for me that that's where he resides. I think that he really resides in every living thing. And I think the Buddhist idea about God's force in a blade of grass in everything, I really feel that immensely when I'm in nature, and I think I needed that desperately. To me, New York is all about consumption, and whether it be you're consuming food or an experience at a museum or clothing, it doesn't feed your soul after a while, you know? And I feel sorry for some people that they get caught up in that forever and don't realize the simple things are really the things that feed your soul. And for me, I just felt that it was cleansing being in nature, taking a walk. It was like meditation for me. It helped me to be able to clear myself and feel energized to go back and give to others. And I just loved what you talked about, you know, about the big church, little church, is that the whole idea of church is love, isn't it? And,
yes.
You know, we lose sight of that. And I think that if within yourself you can love others, and then through what you do, your big church for your business, if the basis of what you do in that business is based on genuine love, then you're in church all the time.
Yeah, and you're bringing the big church into the little church.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We have about a minute and a half left before we need to go to a break. Can you tell us about, I love this, what you do with your salon with this. Tell us about your community outreach, especially your backpack drive at Fisherman's Mark.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Love that.
Well, we, you know, we get inundated constantly with charities, to give to charities. And personally, our thing is we don't really give to, like, national charities, because we feel that we want to make a difference locally. And this is a community that supports us, so we want to give back and to support the community. And as much as this is a very wealthy area, an affluent area, there's a lot of people that are needy, whether they be elderly or a lot of people with young children, working mothers, single working mothers. I mean, and so we decided to get very heavily involved with Fisherman's Mark, and they're sort of our favorite charity. And we do a backpack drive and a food drive every fall for food for the food pantry, and then backpacks and any kind of school supplies that people want to donate for children. And then we give people that bring them in a 20% discount that day, and I believe a 20% discount on services the month after that. And it's been hugely successful. I mean, we have like carloads of backpacks that get taken to Fisherman's Market, and it just feels so good to be able to do that. So we even actually did something at Christmas time similar. So we had people donating food to the food pantry and getting that same discount.
It's a heavy impact in a small community like Lambertville.
Yeah, and you know, food pantries are really, we felt at the holiday, everyone needed a holiday dinner. So we were trying to help Fisherman's Mark because they provide holiday dinners to hundreds of people on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we knew that Thanksgiving, they were kind of pretty well covered, but we were trying to help them get enough food. And so we were asking people to bring in gift cards to grocery stores and food so that people could have Christmas dinner.
Very good. Very good. We're about to go to break. So I'd like to tell our listeners again, you are listening to Timeshare on PANJradio.com. I am your host, Marie Jackson, and we're talking today with Zanya Gissler of Zanya Spa Salon about successful businesses that take a holistic living approach to a whole new level. We'll be back in a few minutes.